702. The Africa Report with Crystal Audison.
All right, what's going on in the rest of the continent? Let's find out from Crystal Audison for this morning's Africa Report. Good morning to you, Crystal.
Good morning, Bongani.
All right, finally, Algeria's president, 25 years later, he's stepping down.
Yes, so of course there's been some real political changes happening in Algeria, but some are still questioning whether, in fact, it is real. So now the deputy prime minister announced that President Bouteflika will hand over power to a democratically elected person after a new constitution is approved and the transitional national conference, which is what the ruling party had suggested, be held. And so they say once this is all done, the president will say goodbye. Now, the election was supposed to happen in a few weeks' time, but talk is now that it will be postponed indefinitely. And there's also no time frame as to when this national conference is to take place. So we've seen that, of course, the protesters, you know, they've been ongoing because they've rejected Bouteflika's plan, because they say, look, it's not exactly his plan, it's the ruling party's plan. Because and now, of course, the ruling party and the acting government, and for a better word, you know, they don't know who to engage with, because there's been no specific leadership leading the protest. And so what we see is that analysts are saying, look, clearly, they don't trust this plan, because the ruling elite is not simply going to hand over power, even though they're saying all these things to, of course, appease the international community, to seem that they have a plan. But they do feel that, you know, Bouteflika's his term ends the end of April, and it could create a potential constitutional crisis. So there could be two options. One, they could declare a state of emergency and then rule indefinitely, or they change the constitution, would then allow for these changes. So at the moment, as much as we're hearing the right kind of things from the ruling party, the actual plan is not very clear.
Let's go to the DRC. Felix Tshisekedi is blocking Senate inaugurations after corruption allegations have emerged there. I mean, is he, could he be an unlikely reformer?
Well, he could, but it just means that he has no power at the moment. So he's now saying these senators are not going to take their seats, and of course this decision just further delays Tshisekedi's plan to form a new government, and he's been in power for almost 3 months since that disputed election in December. Now, 2 weeks ago, he and President Kabila, of course, signed that peace pact and a coalition pact that they will rule together. Now, interestingly enough, Kabila's party won most of the Senate seats, which is about 75 out of the 100 seats available. Tshisekedi only received a whopping 3 seats out of 100. And of course, this poll took place amid allegations of vote buying. And hence, Tshisekedi is now saying he's not going to swing in. In fact, he's asked the Attorney General to investigate all these allegations of corruption. And he's now also postponed the very powerful governorship election, which, of course, Kabila's party is now quite upset. They say that it's against the Constitution and they've rejected the move. And in fact, they've urged their senators to go ahead and actually take up their seats as soon as possible. So it clearly means, you know, Tshisekedi once again reiterates the single gun, that, you know, the way he came into power really as a very weak person. He still needs Kabila. Kabila is still calling the shots. And who knows how this drama or saga might end up.
Well, it does raise questions around the support that he might have received or not to get to the presidency in the first place. We'll leave it there. Crystal Audison with this morning's Africa Report.